we weren't isolated from each other, if you know what I mean. So, and the kids that play sports and stuff, the black kids that play sports, they would mingle with kids, other black kids that didn't play sports, and the white kids that play sports with us, they would mingle with the other kids that didn't play sports. And I think that's what happened, you know, back in my mom's time too, when she went to Roswell. Some kids, you know, that she knew, that she grew up with, you know, played sports, and they had white friends too. So everybody pretty much got along in that school. That's why I think it was kind of unique that Roswell, you know, had been like that, the school.
No, that's very, that's interesting. Speaking about, well, how about church? Are the churches here, you know, I guess, as integrated as the schools?
I don't think so. That's like a enigma, because the churches in the Roswell area are basically like any other church you go to in the country. They're segregated. On Sunday, you know, I mean, on Monday through Saturday, you know, you see a lot of diversity in Roswell, but on Sunday, that's the day that's segregated, because the white churches, like Roswell United Methodist and, you know, First Roswell, you wouldn't see no black people in those churches. And at, you know, Pleasant Hill or Zion or, you know, Gethsemane, it's all black. I mean, you probably see a white person here and there in, you know, in our church, but hardly any. So
why do you think that's the case? Like, everything else is...
I just think it's more tradition, because, you know, these churches have been around here for a long time. I know Zion's been around for, you know, at least I'd say about 120 or something years, and Pleasant Hill's, you know, been around for, you know, since slavery. And, you know, those churches, and actually back in those times, from what I'm a history buff, okay, back in those times, the churches, the white churches that were established already, they, you know, kind of paved the way for the black churches to be established too. And they, even though they got along, they couldn't really worship together. The white people wouldn't let black people worship together back then, but they, you know, gave them the foundation to build their own church. So, it was kind of weird like that, but it's just tradition passed all through generations that, you know, you just go to the church you're a member of, which, you know, if you happen to be black, it'll be, you know, either one of the main churches in the area, like Zion or Pleasant Hill. And if you're white, it'll be, you know, Roswell United Methodist, or, you know, First Baptist of Roswell, you know, or Lebanon Baptist, so... But it's just been weird. But, you know, with the religious aspect of staying in Roswell, because it was segregated just on one day. And that's the only time you see, you know, just all white separated from all black. But other days, you know, as far as, you know, everyday business and, you know, schools and stuff, you know, all kids and people be interactive.
How important has the church been for the black community in Roswell?
I think it's been very important. It's brought the black community together. I know that both churches, both main churches, Pleasant Hill and Zion, they work, you know, together a lot for community issues. If there were community issues brought up, everybody, you know, pretty much in the church, both of those churches get along with each other, and a lot of family members go to both of those churches too. So church was part of the black family in Roswell, and anything that happened in the community, you know, people bring it to the church, and it'll be, you know, it'll be addressed through the church. The church was kind of like our, you know, city hall, or, you know, where everybody came to, you know, discuss issues or what's going on that's, you know, for the black community in Roswell. And as far as like having activities for kids, you know, when kids didn't have anywhere to go when I was, you know, coming up, the church has always provided that, you know, vacation Bible school. They always, sponsor trips for us to go, like, to Six Flags or, you know, to,